The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
It's time once again to be flabbergasted by the rolling tongue, the juggling of words, thoughts, and phrases, like a Spaniard on a tightrope. Here is the one, the only, the man of 2 hours, Frank Cottolo.
Because here it comes. I thought I saw it coming. I just had this ringing in my ears that said, here it comes. I know I hear it. I know it's on the way. Here it comes. And I'm telling you, in this event, in that event, and in all events, certainly in this event. What is it? I think it's this. Wait. What? In that case, in this case, and in every case, coming up. Probably one of the more serious things I ever did in my life. Without my pants. So come on! Everyone! You will be there. And we will be there with you. When you are there. What is it?
Cottolo Chronicles.
Tell your doctor if you're allergic to Cottolo Chronicles. Before listening. Still time to get out. Part of broadcasting, MMXXI, here we are, 2021, show 2 of 2021, but who's counting? My name is Frank Cottolo, the man's name adorns the title of the show. Wonderful radio continues until forbid, so here it goes. You can listen to a lot of things, or you could enjoy what falls between the cracks. That's right here. Stay with us. Me, them. Bard of Broadcasting. Of course, I'm the king of the web. I'm the difficult historian. I am the third man and the godfather of internet radio. What more do you want? So wake up, it's night. And that is just the time, live. You never know if you're going to hear this again. It's live. Anything can happen. I'll explain that in a second. Maybe two or three as soon as we get through with this. You're welcome for the wonderful radio. Stay with us. We're going to be here as long as we want to. Ice cap from Hamlet to City, from Othello, and into every bordello. I'm holding my microphone here. We're in a test mode. I'm like Tesla tonight. Or the other guy. What's his name? Bruno? Is his name not Bruno? The guy with the rocket ship company. Rocket ship company. What the hell is his name again? I don't know. You know, the guy, you know, it used to be NASA. Now it's a private industry. I forgot his name. Bono TikTok. Eh, you know what I'm talking about. My point is this. I'm experimenting tonight. So if you're listening live, I think this is going to be a good thing, because if it turns out to be a good show, it will not be recorded. I'm trying out a new recording system because I'm having audio problems, volume. Well, it's audio problems. I don't got video problems because this is not. Well, I would have video problems actually, even on radio, Ken, because I got a big monitor here and I have to look at it and monitor all this stuff. But it's very, very strange what's going on. We can't figure it out, but we're testing, and we go on the air anyway. So if at any given point, you know, you don't hear me saying this is our show live, then, you know, it's, sorry. But I'm glad if you're listening, because I like listeners. If there's one of you, I'm happy. Okay. And I have a number of things I did want to talk about tonight that were, that's plural. See, I'm holding, put the mic down. It's just that I'm not going to monitor all the volume buttons and things and the colors. Everything's off because this is a brand new way of doing this. And I don't even know if it's going to make it for the length of time I'm going to be on the air. So this is risky. I'm a risk taker. That's why. So I said, hey, look, you may do a fabulous show and it'll be lost to the air. No, well, I was going to, you know, lost to the Heatherlands. No, not Heatherlands. Lost to the Hinterlands. Hinter? Is it Hinter or Hinter? It may be lost. If you didn't listen live, that's it. If you don't remember it, you didn't, that's it. If you didn't record it. Because, you know, you could record these too. If you can. And this is something you might want to do. And then there's when the show is on, because there's always a chance of technical difficulties, even if it's not my fault. Okay? I almost had that word. Lost to the tether, to the heather, to the... No, I don't... Lost... Okay. And that is this. Your computer, you can tape. There's no copyright or any kind of thing that's involved with you getting into trouble taping it and taping it. Listen to me. Recording it and then keeping it for later when you want. You can make it into an MP3. You know, you shove it on your phone, or you can shove it over your way you want for all I care. But the point is you can do that. And then, you know, if I lose it and it's still on, you'll hear it. And if not, you don't have to go looking through, you know, your search engines. And I don't mean to say that because I want to affect Juiced Talk, where there's plenty of old shows, archive shows, and where each show, should it make it through the current turbulence, will be available there. Now, the first show we did is for MMXXI was with Jiggy Jaguar last week, and because we did New Year's Eve, Bone Garden with the artist D, and then old Jiggy was in that. That is never going to ever be in at Juice Talk. And so what, right? I mean, you go listen, Jiggy Jaguar's on, right? He's on 24/7. He has the audacity to come on my show and compete with me by being on his show at the same time. It doesn't matter. None of this has any significant role in our lives. But as I said when the music was on, if you heard, it's coming over live. Great. See, it's not the live broadcast. SRN Media Works, and everything's fine. We hookups, we tested the volume. It's fine. You're hearing it. You should be hearing it clearly. It's the recording of it. Okay? That may be affected. So if you want to record on it, you know, you can do that. If you want to record it and then listen later, you can do that. You can do a lot of things on the interweb that is not necessarily illegal. It's not like the old days when little girls were threatened to go to jail because they, you know, downloaded and shared an MP3. No. New frontiers is not something you say, because a frontier is new. So you don't say new frontiers. But that brings up a good point, and we're not going to give an English lesson tonight. this afternoon or whenever you're listening. I'm going to go into something I've been wanting to talk about for a long time, and that is words to music. And as I said in the beginning of the show, you could go now at this point, even if you're listening to this on a recorded version, you can go to any one of the 18 billion podcasts, or you could go to whether they be news, information, health, what else do they have out there? You know, any topic. Most of it's news. Most of it's, you know, people talking and giving opinions and talking to other people with opinions. And none of this stuff really has energy to it. It doesn't have anything that enriches your life. It's something that touches you either in a visceral fashion or, now fashion's a bad word, in a visceral way, or it makes you sad, or it makes you angry, or it just bores you, because there's, you know, if there's, let me tell you this, if there's a million podcasts, right, I guarantee you that 990,000 of them are all talking the same stuff, you know, and yeah, they are, and, you know, a lot of the guests aren't on a lot of the podcasts anymore. You know why? Because they have their own podcasts. It's why, and reshuffling, as I often say, and I pride myself on this, and I believe me, I have no pride. So if I pride myself on something and I say that, and I mean it, if I say it and I mean it, and that's up for you to judge, then you better believe it. Because, you know, I just pride myself in the fact that, as I said, if you heard me, if you want to know what's going on between the cracks, so there's all the podcasts and very few live radio shows that, on the internet that exist, and you pile them up, there's always those little cracks, you know, in between, because it's not solid. I mean, if it was a building, okay, let's, you know, personify it, make it into a three-dimensional thing in your mind. See it. There are cracks. And what goes through the cracks? All the stuff we talk about, all the things that go on this show. So, you know, maybe a lot of people don't want to hear that. Maybe they want to go from podcast to podcast, from podcast to podcast, from Bordello to Bordello's item. Maybe you want to go to the Bordello. I know, but you know, you can't. So let's stop that. This is wonderful radio, and wonderful radio looks into things that it doesn't want you to believe or care about. It just wants to make you think, because if you think, then you are, as Flaubert said, and it wasn't Flaubert. I remember, it wasn't Nietzsche either. Guy I used to know in philosophy class used to go, Nietzsche is peachy. That was his idea of humor. Yeah, I took philosophy, a couple of courses of philosophy in college. That was where it was fun. They don't teach philosophy in... They may talk about philosophy and things like that, but they don't teach it in high school. Not to my knowledge, and my knowledge is a little crowded. That doesn't mean I know more than you. It means that there's just so much that I can't organize my thoughts. Which is why sometimes I could talk on the phone, or I could talk here, or just to somebody, and just, you know, if there was an audience there at that point, I would be a killer stand-up. Excuse me. You know? Not that anybody can be a stand-up anymore, because there's nothing going on. There's no clubs. There are no clubs. There are no groups. There's no live shows. And we don't know when that changes. I'm going to have some water here over the lips and through the gums. Watch out, stomach. Here it comes. Always make noise like my father did when drinking. That shows you the noise you make when you're eating or drinking, which some people consider extremely rude, or in America that is, in Western civilization, they think it's rude, or I guess rude is the only word they think, or they think you're a slob or something, you know. you're boisterous. They don't look at it as polite, which is the opposite of rude. Okay. All right. But in other countries, there are times you can make sounds when you eat, and they consider it quite complimentary. It's true. Because if you're enjoying your food, you express it. What are you going to express it with? I guess words. You could be really quiet when you eat. Put it down, right? Goes down. And then you could go, "Well, how marvelous. Marvelous. Oh, that delicious. Who cooked it?" And with that voice, or without that voice, any voice you'd like. And you can do that, and people would say, "Oh, yes. You notice how I do it?" And I get that the character is immediately a snobby British person of Anglo-Saxon blood. You notice how that's immediately the voice that comes. I know that's a little bit cliche, but, you know, what isn't? No, a lot of things aren't, actually. But we're not going to get into that. We're going to get into words. That's what I mean. Because, you know, I talk a lot about phrases, things we say. I've done a number of shows about that. But I want to do, this struck me. Let me tell you how this struck me. I was listening specifically. So instead of telling you what this show is actually like and what we're going to go, I'm going to give it to you by example. When we listen to music, okay? But when we listen to songs, things are different. Because when we listen to songs, what happens? We got words. And they either say something to us or don't say something to us. But what are they saying? We accept songs. I'm going to find this one here, too. I'm going to give you the first and most obvious one. And you know, if you listen to songs, even if you know the lyrics or not, I say words. We always used to say words. We never said lyrics when we were kids and in rock and roll bands and stuff like that. They said, no one ever said, "Do you know the lyrics?" No one said, "Do you know the words?" That's what they'd say. This is New York, of course. Excuse me. Dry, very dry. It's very cold and very dry. Okay? There I am making the sound. You know I enjoyed that water. Now, suppose I did this. You don't know I enjoyed the water, right? You don't know. You know, if I started to choke, you'd know I was choking on the water. But you didn't know, okay? But if I go, ah, ooh, yeah, you know, you get that feeling. This is the same thing as if when you put lyrics to songs, and I know you don't, but people do. Maybe some of you do. I don't, you know, it's not that difficult. But how it comes out is a message. And sometimes it's a message, and sometimes it's just a feeling of la-di-da, let's have fun, or whatever, okay? Or let's dance, you know? So there's all sorts of different songs and ways of expressing things. Love, for instance, love songs, all right? I mean, how many different ways do you can give a love song? It's a love song, fine. And it sad love songs, then you break it up, sad love songs. And, but, you know, lyrics have to fit, but they also have to say something. And those of you out there who have any and it's different than writing poetry, because there are so many different ways of writing poetry, and people don't walk around saying poems, right? People don't just really. There was you know that famous poem by Joyce Kilmer, Sergeant Joyce Kilmer to you, which is you know, "I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree," right? There's more of it. And they put a melody to it. So you could do it the other way around. And this is really difficult. Put music to lyrics that are already there. But when we were kids and they wanted to teach us that poem for God knows why. And by the way, there is a Sergeant Joyce Kilmer Square in New York. It's actually a place. And I don't even know Sergeant Joyce Kilmer did or what have you, but she wrote this poem. We know she did that. Okay. And, they put a melody to it so that kids could learn it. Like, we had to learn this poem. Why? Are we going to walk around? That's what I'm saying. People don't walk around and say poems. You know, you're not walking down the street. And I got to think of some famous poems, you know. And I can't right now except for that one. But that's why they did a melody to it. And so it was like, it went like this. I think that I shall never see a palm as lovely as a tree. A tree that, see, there's a little other look. Some fool had to sit down and do that so kids would remember it. Okay. But it's usually done the other way around. You know, people have music and then they have to put words to it. And that means, you know, they gotta say something one way or another, or they can say nothing. And I don't think a lot of people really pay attention to what's going on. There's some horrible, horrible rhymes. There are most music is not poetic. Most songs, I should say, are not poetic. And they don't, there are good lyricists, bad lyricists, and there are some that, you know, bump into great phrases and things. But they never could have written it without the music. And they never, and they don't write poetry. It's just a mess, like everything else, okay? But I'm gonna take out, we're gonna listen to some songs here and there. I'm gonna point out certain things. And you'll know some of these songs, and you might enjoy that, but you're never gonna hear them the same way if you think about the song itself, as opposed to having a song just accompany whatever you're doing, a la-la-la as you go in the background. But if you listen to lyrics, you're going to find some very ridiculous things. And I don't mean, this, of course, bad grammar, and a lot of that stuff is allowed because a lyric is more like a poem. You know, you get a certain freedom doing it. But the person who's singing it says, I this, right? You know, they must be saying something. And sometimes how they say it is hilarious, or sometimes it's just bad. And some very good songwriters screw up. I mean, I'm gonna get something here. I'm gonna play a song, okay? And we're gonna have to. Oh, look at that! This one was, I didn't know this song was of the soundtrack from. It's in the soundtrack of Graffiti Gold. Not Graffiti. See what I did? I made a mistake there. Wait, I shouldn't even bring that up there. American Graffiti, the movie, had a lot of these type of songs. Hey, what happened to my, wait, I gotta move this because I wanna see my, there you go, okay. I gotta watch the volume thing. I'll make sure we're still recording because we gotta keep recording throughout this. But let's see, I'm gonna do this, and we don't want the commercial. Ah, you know what it is, don't you? You know what's going on? YouTube. Now we complain because we get, you know, there's ads all over the place and we complain. We get all of this stuff for nothing and we complain. Because why? Because when YouTube started, it was all free and there were no ads or anything. Now I gotta, just let me get this, to the point where the ad is gone. 3, 2, 1, and here, skip ad. Okay, now I'm gonna put on this song, this record. It's not a record anymore, but now you call it a record, right? It's I'm going to put on this particular thing, and then I'm going to go back and talk about the lyrics. Now, we're not doing the old, as if some of you might even not remember this, the old Steve Allen rock and roll poetry routine. That's not this. Okay, this is totally different. This is to get you into a mindset where you listen and hear lyrics differently on your favorite songs or songs you don't know, but you'll think differently. And when you think differently, you live differently. You know, you know, something happens to you. I guess. And you know, you take yourself out of just the humdrum of, you can listen to a song anytime you want. Just listen to it. I'm not, but I think this is what makes wonderful radio. The fact that we can do this. As I say, we're going to fillet this song. Okay. Fillet it. You know, that's like, you know what you do with the, I do it with lots of things. I do it with, like a big ham. Instead of slicing it, I fillet it with a, you know, you gotta, like you do with the fish. That's why they call it fillet and beef, fillet of sole, right? It's not fillet of sole, by the way. It's fillet mignon. All right? So this is it, Wonderful Radio. My name is Frank Atoll, a man whose name adorns the title of the show. And let's see. So here's a song. And, it's very simple song. You'll know it. Very simple. And we're going to look at the store. You're going to look at what this means. All right. Okay. Here we go. Oh, wait. I can't put the volume up. I won't be able to hear the song. Okay. Here we go. Okay, here we go. He says, he's going to Kansas City. Now, right away, we know. I'm going to Kansas City. This guy is going to Kansas City. This starts the journey. Right? And he's saying, here I come. He's excited. It's a good feeling, right? I'm going, now let's find out what that's all about. That gets your attention? Okay. He says, this is the original, 1959. Going to Kansas City. Here I come, Kansas City. Now, what's he? Why?
They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one.
Okay, they've got, he already knows. Maybe he's been to Kansas City before. We don't know that. But he said, they've got some crazy little women there. Crazy little women. He describes the Kansas City woman, and he says, and I'm gonna get me one. So, alright. This guy's off to Kansas City, and you know, he never says whether he's in Kansas City, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri, because there are two Kansas Cities, and they're literally next to one another. But Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. Now, he doesn't say that, but we know he's going to Kansas City, Missouri, because nobody goes to Kansas City, Kansas. I mean, it's just not the Kansas City. It's not the Kansas City of the football team, of the baseball team, or anything. It's Kansas City, Kansas. Right. He's going to Kansas City, Missouri, and we'll know that in a second. We'll know why in a second. But okay, so here's a guy. He's saying, he's telling somebody, everyone in this song, I'm going to Kansas City. I'm going to get a crazy little woman. Get one. Okay. I mean, right off the bat, it doesn't sound like he's up to good. Or is that the opposite of no good? Standing on the corner.
12th Street and Bond.
Now, if you look at a map of Kansas City, Kansas, you will find 12th Street and Vine. And it has a couple of rock and roll history points to it. But we're not going to get that deep into this, okay? But there is a 12th Street and Vine in Kansas City. So that, you know, he's specifically going. Now we could assume that there's crazy little women there. Because he's going to that specific spot. Okay? Alright. He's going there to stand on the corner. Stand on the corner. And then what are you going to do there? Okay, he's going to stand there with this Kansas City baby. And a quart or whatever, a bottle of Kansas City wine. Now, I know Kansas City is not known for producing wine. So why it's Kansas City wine, or that just means he bought it there. Okay. And by the time he sings this verse, which is only the second verse, he already has a woman with my Kansas City woman. So he found a crazy little woman. And he went to stand there, he found that woman really quick, but he knew on his way there, right? He's going to Kansas City. Before he gets in, first verse, he's going there, and he knows there's crazy little women there, and there'll probably be a 12th Street and Vine. So he got her, whatever that means. I got her. He picked her up, okay? And he got some wine. Okay? So, now he's there with that, because that's the tense he's using. Okay? Next verse. He might take a train, which means right off the bat, wherever he's coming from must be far away, because a train you don't get on a train to go like a mile, right? So he's saying, I might take a train, I might take a plane. Now, a plane even, I mean, I'd be a little prop plane. You can travel within city to city if you have a little private plane, you know, but what he's trying to say here is not, because he can only say it in this way, or he'd have to change the lyrics, is no matter how I have to get there, I'll get there. So instead he goes, I might take a train, I might take a plane, but if I have to walk there, which means it's within walking distance, he'll get there all the same. So he's saying nothing's going to stop me from getting to Kansas City. Now that goes back, that takes the time out of it, because he already said, he's standing. Or he says, I'm going to be. See, it's hard to say. He's going to be standing on the corner of 12th Street and Vine. Okay, so let's say he's still on the way. We don't know which one he took, because I don't think he says, I took the train. The story of him on the train to Kansas City does not exist. But he says, I'm getting in no matter what. We know what this guy wants. And he's still going, he, see? Here I come. I don't know if anyone's waiting for him, but he's okay, right? And crazy little women. Now, I'm not looking up the lyrics. Later we'll look up. But you know, yeah. Okay. Do we know, yeah? Come on, let's move ahead. You got some more to tell us? I'm sure he does. All right, come on. Tell us more. The Kansas here. If I stay with that. Wait a second. Wait a second. Now he must have been there, or he's thinking, if these crazy little women that I'm going, no matter what happens or how I get there, I get there. And this crazy little woman, what? If I stay with her, I'm going to die. So this is all, he's got to get. Now, how's he saying? What's he saying? Let's listen to where he goes with this. I know I'm going to die. I got to find a brand new baby, and that's the reason why. So he knows there's a particular crazy little woman. And he said, if I stay with her, with the wine, on the corner, so don't say they're going anywhere else, he's going to die. Did anyone, this song, one of the first songs I did when I was on a crazy little rock and roll band when I was a kid. And we just said the lyric, we just sang them, and we went along, and we didn't think this way. Wait a second. If he gets there, he wants to get there. At all costs. Okay, so you get the idea what happens. And we listen to the real lyrics. So he said he's got to find another. What did he say?
That's the reason why.
He's got to find another. And that's the reason why. Because he doesn't want to die. He's going to get to Kansas City no matter what. He doesn't want to die. So what else? He's going to Kansas City. He's going.
Kansas City, here I come.
The best laid plans of Mr. Harrison here.
They got some crazy little women there.
I'm going to get me one.
But
you want to, but if he wants to get a crazy little woman, does that mean all the crazy little women that he gets or finds or goes with any one of them, he's going to die if he stays there? That, you know? Okay. Many more? No, that's it. That's where he's going. So, and that, we could make a case if we explain Kansas City, Wilbert Harrison's Kansas City. We could make a case from these lyrics that this guy's gone. I mean, he's on his way somewhere where he could die and enjoy himself while he's doing it. He goes to a place that he knows where there are crazy little women. He knows exactly where to stand and get them. He's going to drink, so that alcohol, right, with the woman. And he knows that if he stays with the woman, he's going to die, okay? He knows that before he gets there. He's singing the song, and he's going to his death. The Kansas City rock and roll song, I Make the Case, is about a guy who's going to go to die with some crazy woman and alcohol. Bingo! Kansas City. And I'm singing this when I'm, 12 and 13. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But that's it. Now, as a case in point, is that so now, that's what we got to look at. And here's what's good about this, because everybody listens to songs. They really like songs. They don't know if they're liking, you're liking songs because of the melody, but then you listen to what it's about and you go, this is not really a song I'd like to think about, And if your parents, if you're younger and your parents knew you were listening, well, what's that song, It's like, I don't know about these days, generation, I don't know about Generation Z, it's different. But, they would just kind of, stop listening to that song. This song's about a guy. Let me tell you, this song's about dad. That's right. This goes on in so many songs, in so many different ways. We obviously can't cover all the songs that are on here on Cotolo Chronicles, where my name is Frank Cotolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. We don't even know if, per se, this will be... Doesn't matter if it's recorded, right? You're listening now? Good. We're going to move on for as long as we'd like. I have, now let's look at, that's not necessarily, okay, let's, yeah, that's, you know, any rock and roll songs, because, you know, they change through the years, how songs, I mean, so I'm trying to do this while at the same time I'm looking for another song. What happened to, yeah, it's YouTube. So what? Where's search? What happened to this thing? You know? Where's the search thing? Oh, there it is right there. Okay, and Wilbert Harrison. Now, I wish somebody would just, you know, I wish people could call, because if you called in and said, yeah, go to that song, I would do the same thing. This is the process, but let me go to another song and show you how people think one thing and it's not true. You're not listening and you don't know what's going on. And I have two songs like that. Where, you know, you, here, I can't even spell anymore. What did I do? What is that? I hit the, oh yeah, right here it is. Let's find it by here. Okay. You know, a song called, Wouldn't It Be Nice? That's the Beach Boys. And, I'm not going to go through the lyrics without, because you see, I could just go through the lyrics and do like my old friend, he's an old friend already. You forgot his name. How could you do that? How could you do that to him, Frank? I mean, this, you know, it wouldn't, you know, Cotolo Chronicles, one of the first guests we, of any significance we ever had. And I can't remember. It's Paul Williams, of course. Thank you very much. Not the Paul Williams who writes lyrics. Cause we could go into that. That's, we can do his songs. You could do anybody's songs like this. I don't care when they wrote them, what generation. Anyway, you could do rap. All right. It doesn't matter. It's always the same thing. What are they saying? What do they mean? And is there a story behind that? Is a message? Do you get something from it? How could anyone just, you know, in rock and roll days, early rock and roll days, you know, Kansas City, it's just a rock and roll song. It's, you know, I'm going, but you know, you look, they don't know what they're talking about. And there are specific things going on with all this stuff. Okay. So here's the Beach Boys and, Wouldn't It Be Nice? I want to tell you something very interesting about this that you might not have noticed. It's right there. Okay. This is a, they're going to give us, okay, it's just going to go right on. It'll start off right away and you should know where you are tense wise here. Okay, wouldn't it be nice if we were older and we didn't have to wait so long? Well, if, so right off the bat, somebody's talking. This is a happy song, right? Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? You know, like, you know, we, so there's somebody he's talking to. It's a guy speaking, so he's obviously talking. Well, it doesn't, we don't know. It's true. You know, and it was in the old days, they were in a closet. Okay, talking to somebody he likes enough to do what? Let's see. And now wouldn't it be nice to live together, so this is a serious relationship, in a kind of world where we belong. Ah, now, in a kind, right? So what world is it? They only have one world. They're living on Earth, right? They're saying, wouldn't it be nice, A, if we were older, B, if we were older, then we wouldn't have to wait so long, right? C, live together. I hate using alphabet letters. So next, right, if, and we could live together, okay, in the kind of world where we belong. So you could assume that they're talking about something serious. He's talking about something serious. He wants to be with his partner, live together as a couple in a certain world. They don't know, where does that world, right? So now he says this. You know what's going to make it that much better? When we could say goodnight, and this was controversial in that day, and sleep together. Now we got a little, view of this, the problem they have. Okay? So it's not just, I love you, we're happy, you know, it's not that. This is not subtle. Wouldn't it be nice? So it isn't. And, where they could sleep together. So if they want to sleep together now, apparently, nobody's going to like it. And that's, and right? So if they have to sleep together in secret, that's not the kind of world where they belong. See? Very, it's thought out, right? More, more. A bit, okay? So if you look at this song like it's, and now we know that this is a conditional situation. They're not, these two people are not having a good time. Okay? Here's more. Wouldn't it be nice if we could wake up in the morning when the day is new? So they, you know, they're sleeping together. So wouldn't it be nice if after we slept together, we woke up and it's a new day. New. The day is new. There's a whole, you know, without saying it, there's a whole bunch of new things that the life is sitting before us. We have to spend the day together, so they want to be together during the day. I don't know where they're going to work to do that, you know. I don't know if they work together. And then hold each other close the whole night through, so they get home from work, or they're done working, and they can just sit around and hold each other. Then they could sleep together. No one cares. Everyone's fine with it. You know, one time, you know, morality ruled even pop music, you know. So to even say sleep together, as in... let me tell you about this. If you don't know this, younger generation might not know this. The Rolling Stones had a song called Let's Spend the Night Together. And when they were on, when it came out, radio stations played it because they, you can't believe how AM radio stations, you know, rock and roll radio stations, they really didn't read the lyrics, so you could have slipped in a whole bunch of things. So they didn't find anything wrong with that. But when the Rolling Stones were going to promote that particular record, and they went on the Ed Sullivan show, Ed Sullivan went, no, no, you're not going to, and I'm trying to do Ed Sullivan. It's amazing I'm not doing him like Dracula, but no, you can't do it that way. He made them change the lyric to sing it. And it was, let's spend some time together. That's what he made them say on network television because he was afraid of censors or anything. And because he was, and they were all afraid if he said, let's spend the night together. What did that mean? That meant let's have sex. See, even so they know. So it's funny when they had censors, it's funny how they interpreted you know, what things meant. So let's spend the night together. Doesn't mean we'll sleep, does it? Hello? Does it? No, doesn't. So anyway, that's what they're thinking. And this would be, so he's, this guy is looking at this like this is just perfection, right? Yeah. Okay, happy times together we've been, okay, and I wish that every kiss was never ending because we don't have to stop and do anything else. Now listen to this. Now wouldn't it be nice, right? See, the other thing is, before we get to the bridge there, the other thing is that when you sing a song, when you sing lyrics, that's a song. You sing the lyrics, the music's working along nicely with it, but you don't have inflections. Okay? So, if it was, spoken as, they're not just words in or lyrics, speaking lyrics, but let's say it was a play and it was dialogue. I mean, would he say, wouldn't it be nice? And maybe he would say it that way, but in the context of what's going on in this song, the consciousness of this song, he's saying, man, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it, you see? Inflection. He's not singing it like that, because if you do, it doesn't follow. It doesn't even match the music. I'm going to be nice. Now, he takes it another rung. Maybe if we wish and think and hope and pray, it might come true. Now it's more might. Might, wouldn't, if. What's following here, you're kind of feeling sorry for this couple because they're not living in a world, you know, right away, because they said that in one specific thing, but everything is following. It's like, oh, geez, what can I keep these two? These two people need to belong together, but the world isn't right. The world will not accept them. Maybe, they say, and they reach for the stars here, right? Maybe if we wish and think and hope and pray, they, you know, that's a cauldron of hope, right? Wishing and hope. Remember that song too? Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying. And then he used wishing, hoping, thinking, praying. Use the same actions. Maybe then there wouldn't be a... So if all that came true, maybe we think and hope and pray, let's say it came true because they thought hard enough and prayed hard enough, right? Maybe then there wouldn't be a single thing they couldn't do. Maybe. Another condition. You'll never hear this song the same. I know you'll hear this record over and over again. But this is the kind of stuff that makes you think. And it's good because Can't think. We could be married, and right? And then we'd be happy. Then we'd be happy, because wouldn't it be nice? Say? Yes, that would be nice, right? Now, let's play it out here, I guess. It slows up, too. That's important. And he goes, wait, here. You know, it seems the more we talk about it. It seems the more we talk about it. It makes it worse to live without it. This is the saddest song. But let's talk about it. Because it would be nice, huh? That's what makes this song classic. Okay? And then he's singing about good night, baby. Sleep, hold me tight, baby. You see? Good night, baby. He's saying goodbye to her. She's going home or whatever. It's over. That's it. You know, maybe, you know, we'll just talk about it because that's all we can do. It's just not there. So there's a song that people go, oh yeah, I love that song. Yeah, let's hear a song. And this kind of thing happens in tons of songs. Now, almost the same thing. And this people really get this next one wrong. Condition wise. Here's a song that punches you in the end. It leads you along, and yet there are clues in there too, okay? Here, okay? And, I know I'm using, these songs. I'm not using, rap songs and stuff like that. But I'm sure if we did, we would find it. I just don't know that many, and I don't know. But I could go way back and tell you, okay. Here's a song a lot of people know. I hope we get there with... We'll do a commercial for you. Screw you! You know? Skip ads! Okay. Here's a song most people think is an incredibly positive song. Alright? And it's a person singing to another person. Let's really look at what this song is saying. Okay? It's a very low song. Here we go. Here it comes in.
Imagine me and you. I do.
Okay, before we move on, here is the clue. All right, because everyone singing this, and because of the title, which is Happy Together, all right, very much like, you know, the sense of wouldn't it be nice. If you walked up to someone and said, yeah, wouldn't it be nice, by Beach Boys, why is it very much like Happy Days? I said Happy Days. happy together. You know, what makes them alike? Right? And I tell you, 9.9 out of 10 people, if you can get a 0.9 person, 90.9 people who don't know. What does that mean? Okay. The first line. Imagine me and you. I do. Okay? Now, listen to the whole first verse. Listen.
Imagine me and you.
I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. To think about the girl and you and hold her tight. He's thinking about it. It's only right not to hold the girl tight because you love her. It's right to think about it. So happy together. Second verse.
If I should call you up,
invest a dime, and you say you'd belong to me, what would that do? Ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. I wonder if it's that same world we were sitting around with those other two there thinking about it, thinking, huh? Do you see what's going on here? Well, there's a dead giveaway. All right? So this is not... Well, let's... He's going to sing. Let's see the hook here. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. So this is in the same boat. This guy is in the same boat. Okay, with an exception, which is coming up. All right. If I should call you up, if conditional, right? When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue. They will be blue. Will, that they will. Coming up. It will when it happens. Hasn't happened yet, right? Next verse coming. For all my life. So this guy is into me and you and you and me. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. He's saying this is in the cards. This is fate. Because he's saying no matter how they toss the dice. Which means fate is on your side. If they come up seven, come up eight, come, he's definitely saying, this is how it had to be. I know it. This is destiny. He's, the only one for you is me, and you for me. So happy together. I can't see me. Here it goes again. Now, I'm just lowering that so we could talk over it. And saying again, I can't see me, you know. You know, when you're with me, the skies will be blue. They're not blue right now. I don't know. Me and you, and you and me, no matter how they tell, says it again, right? Okay, we're going to come up to the big giveaway here. So happy. Here he goes. Okay, here he goes again. Ba, 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 ba. Now he's just walking around going ba, 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 ba. Ba, 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 same melody, but, and it sounds so fun. It sounds cute. And everybody, oh, it's good to be happy together. La, la, la. Yeah, right. Watch. Watch. Now what? Okay, again, me and you and you and me. It's just gonna have to be this way. That's it. This is it. You're it. You're it for me. Now listen. So happy together. So happy together. Listen. How is the weather? Now that wasn't put there because it rhymed. Happy together. How is the weather? Right? How is the weather? All the things he's talking about, and then he's asking, perhaps, the person that he thinks, but me and you and you and me and you and me, maybe he never ever even approached her. Maybe he's thinking all that because it hasn't happened. Maybe he finally, at the end of this, so happy together, and now he's facing her. And he goes, so how's the weather? Which is something you say in past, it means nothing. It's something maybe you don't want to say what you really want to say or what you should say. So happy together. So how is the weather? Because he hasn't told her. They're not together. She may never even know her. He's saying all this stuff in the song because he's never said it to her. He's never expressed it to her. And it's given away when he says at the end, happy together. And people go, oh, yeah, happy together. And they go, oh, everybody hears this and so happy together. And what?
How is the weather?
He gives it away. So happy together. Oh, yeah. So he doesn't get it. And the music takes a twist here, too. It gets louder. And it's like, oh, God, this hurts. It's great to think about it, but it's not real. It's not real. Listen to this ending. Now, if you know anything about music, you'll know that it ended on a completely different chord. It's a major chord. In other words, it ends on a, like it's over. It's over. That's a very, very sad song. And sad songs, because lyrics, you know, are in many songs that sound jumpy and even have titles with words like nice and happy. And it's not. It's very depressing. It's actually more dramatic, and it lends itself more towards literature than it does, you know. And so there, those two I wanted to bring up because of that. My name is Frank Catola, man whose name is doing the title of the show. We're doing well, I think, with the recording. So far, we'll see what happens after we have to change this to all sorts of different files and things, and it's got to go through the compressor. This is Catola Chronicles. I'm Frank Catola, man whose name is doing the title of the show. And I just think that now, if you're listening to the show now, whatever your favorite songs are, okay, I'm just picking songs to show you the really listening, that there are stories here and that there are ones you like that you don't know what they're talking about, which is fine. You like the melody, right? But we don't care what, so then you don't even need to know the words. You could sing it to whoever you want. You could walk in, you know the melody to Happy Together? Well, if you're happy with somebody and you're together, then sing, you know, sing different lyrics or just sing to yourself, you know? I don't have to imagine you and me because we're together. That's the way it should be. Then it's a whole different song, a whole different feel, everything. But if you're singing that song because you think, and it's great, if you're married, I wouldn't sing, I would not sing, and that's would not. Wouldn't it be nice? And not married, I wouldn't sing it to your girlfriend. It wouldn't be nice if, you know, if things were completely different, as they probably can't be. That's the attitude on top of that anyway. We're going into the second hour here now, because this is Catola Chronicles, and maybe you want to replenish your bodily fluids here. I'm sorry I didn't bring more hot coffee down here. I had one for the pre-show, other things, there. But, there's that. Okay. Do I have other songs? I got other ways. And no, we don't just have to look at how songs are misinterpreted. I'm not doing it for that. I'm looking at how, want to hear how a good song completely collapses? You know? And a song that was thought through, a song with a couple of great couplets. Couplet in poetry is also couplets in lyrics. There are maybe two lines that really stand out, and they're just perfect. They're perfect lines, and they fit with this, whatever the story may be, or whatever. Happy Together 1 hour. What's that? Do they actually have, I can't believe this. The Turtles, Happy Together 1 hour. 1 hour and 3 seconds? Or is this the whole album? That's the whole album. Oh, okay. My YouTube has changed so much. I'm gonna go look for this one. We're not gonna have enough time to even go through. This may have to turn into two shows. Hey, speaking of two shows, I'm promising you right now, whether we have a new, audio recorder or not, we're gonna be here live when we're here. And whenever that might be, I promise you that, I'm going to do the gun show. The gun show is coming. It is. And boy, what a time. I guess putting it off, was it good. So we're going to do the gun show. We is me. We're going to be one of the solo shows. What else are we going to do? We're going to have guests for sure. Let me get this thing here and we'll take a, you know, not a break, but a little thing here so that you guys can go out and get your replenish your precious bodily fluids, get yourself a drink or something or what have you. And you just run off to the bathroom if you want. Don't take long. And then you're going to come back and I'm going to show you how a song is ruined because I don't mean how a lyric, a good story just falls apart. It just, you know, and when something isn't complete in that sense, what happens? You lose it. Now either accept it or you lose it, but things are all over the place, with this stuff. And, okay. Well, let's do this and, then come right back here at the top of the hour and we'll go for as long as we want there. Okay.
Thank you. Cthulhu Chronicles, the internet talk show from the neo-postmodern world.
I was going to toss on a something, a song there, but I didn't. I just came right back. And here I am. My name is Frank Cotolo. Man's name adorns the title of the show. Everything seems to be moving fine technically. I just say that because I should. And I do. Was there something else I wanted to put in here? Or just, no, it doesn't matter. We just come right back and get into this. Get back into this. The gun show's coming. I heard from Dr. Gary Popoli. Hopefully he'll be able to come back on the show. What else? That's it. You know, here's more. Okay, notes. I'll do this and then we'll talk about these bad lyrics that some, critics say, you know, worse lyrics, worse songs. They say worse songs because, you know, the lyrics can ruin a song and, you know, sometimes a song stinks, but the lyrics are good. You know, all the things go on. Got to type it right or else, there you go. This is I admit I'm not a very big fan of Neil Diamond, fellow Brooklyn guy, who has recently retired. That's how old Neil Diamond has become. This is a song he wrote, which has, it has lyrics on it too. We're going to go through this and I'm going to show you where this collapses and what's good and what's not good about it. This song is true to its,
Arby's roast beef set.
To its rawness. You see, you can't do anything anymore on YouTube without the gosh damn commercials. You know, I'm not doing commercials for them. It doesn't matter. Okay, here. Okay. I don't know the year of this. It's not a long song, but we'll go through some of it. And I have the lyrics right in front of me because they're here. Let's listen to something Neil Diamond apparently took a lot of time thinking about how to express this. I am, I said. And this was one thing, you know, really blows it. And yet there's another song, really bad song, which is kind of, which is an Academy Award winning song by someone else. Oh God, it's just horrible, but I mean, in lots of ways. I'm talking about, you know, oh, I like that song. I'm talking about from this point of view. This is, I listen and yes, I like melodies or don't like melodies, but you know, I want to see what's going on. What are they saying? I mean, when you read a book, right? Don't you follow what's happening? You watch a television show or a movie or you're on Netflix because everyone's on Netflix and there are no more movies. All right, let's listen to Neil Diamond singing. Here he goes. Oh, this. And some. All right. Very slow, that's right. He got a little voice. And then he goes, too.
It is fine, the sun shines most of the time. And the feeling is laid back.
Okay, LA's fine. Sun shines. He's got these three rhyme thing going on here with this. LA's fine. Sun shines most of the time. And the feeling is laid back. Now, the funny thing about that, and this is an aside from what I was talking about before, the feeling is laid back. The feeling itself is laid back. And if you lived in LA or ever went to LA, people would say, everyone here is laid back. They don't say lay back. They say laid back. These are just little inconsistencies. This is not what blows the song to high heaven. Next verse.
palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back.
Okay, he's saying this is a good place. This is a fine place, and the rents are low. This is a long time ago. They were. You can't believe where I used to live for how amount of money. How amount of money? That's a whole new phrase in England. Hey, how amount of money was that? But he's thinking about making his way back. Where's back? Huh? What?
Well, I'm New York City born and raised.
I'm New York City born and raised, as I told you, he's a Brooklyn guy.
But nowadays I'm lost between two shores.
Nowadays I'm lost between two shores, okay? He's got some problems. Here's a very wonderful one. I think this is the next line. Yeah.
LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more.
Now, at this point, he's got you, okay? LA's fine, but it ain't home. Because he's from New York. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. So his identity crisis, this guy. He doesn't know if he's going back. Because remember, that's the top there. He doesn't know if he's going back. Now, he's gonna convince himself. This is not a matter of being. Like, I do exist. I am me. This is not, I think, therefore I am. Okay? This is, are you going back? What does he say to himself? What does he say?
I said.
I'm going back.
To no one there.
He said it to no one there. Wait a second. You hear that and you go, wait a second, you had me there. What are you talking about? You said you're going back, but you didn't tell anyone. So obviously there was no one who would hear you because there's no one there. You didn't say it to anyone, right? And he says, what? No one, listen to this. This would stop me right away. I want to hear the rest of the song. I want to hear the other lyrics. So how else is he going to express this? He does everything he needs to do in a couple of lines, and then he says this.
And no one
heard it all. Now, I hit that a number of times and went back there, not always exactly. I said, there's no one there. And no one heard it all because there was no one there. And then he says, no one heard it all. Not even the chair. I tell you, when I heard this song for the first time, I must be missing something. Because it sounds like he said, no one heard it all. Not even the chair. The chair is someone? The chair? Did Neil Diamond stop and go, I cannot find a lyric that's good? I'm going to say, no one heard me say that. Not even the chair. What is it supposed to mean? Because you were sitting? What chairs don't hear? This isn't even personification. No one heard. Not even the chair? How about, and no one heard at all. Not even my dish and a sandwich, not even my sandwich. You see, realize whatever he says, it would make sense as he says it. Not even the chair. And no one heard at all. Not even my subscription to Time magazine. It doesn't matter. It's stupid. Now immediately I groan. He had me. Now how is he going to keep me? Then you realize it really is chair and you go, oh my God, who would say that? What the? I never could get close to Neil Diamond. I don't mean, you know, like close. I mean, I never, of all the people I met or worked, I never had any connection with him. And I would ask him, what does that mean to you? Because to us, I'm speaking for everyone here. No, and yet people like this song. They do it. I can't buy that. What else does he say? What is the second verse about?
I cried.
Okay. I am, said I, because he had to cry an eye.
And I am
lost. I'm lost and I can't even say why. Okay. really still. All right, maybe I'll give you another chance. Give me a verse and tell me. Leave the chair out of it, for God's sake. Jesus. Now what?
Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king?
Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king? So he was just a frog. He dreamed. Again, another I wish. If. Conditional. Right?
And then became one.
Oh, now he dreamed of it, and then he became one. So now, that's right. Okay, now what happened?
Well, except for the names and a few other changes.
Except for the names and a few other changes, the names being the frog, unless he knows the name and he hasn't told us. Is that Whippy the frog? Who is that? You know? Well, except for the names and a few other changes. This is not as powerful as the first one. He's like, the chair really, really screwed him up using that, what is it? Is it a metaphor? What is it? Okay. And except for the, was he's trying to say the king, there was a frog, he wished he could be a king, he became a king, so he's Neil Diamond, I didn't realize that. And he said, aside from the few of the changes, if you talk about me.
If you talk about me.
Yeah, what?
The story's the same.
The story's the same one. Okay, now here's, see if he does not.
But I got an emptiness deep inside.
That's good. And I've tried. But it won't let me go. Now, what does he say to end this menagerie?
And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone.
He almost wins you back with that verse, okay? Not the frog part. I think you could have done better there. But I'm not a man who likes to swear. And he's using that care, so what he's saying in his head. But I never cared of the sound, for the sound of being alone. The sound of being alone. Remember sounds of silence? Sound, silence, it's a sound, alone. Now, what do you mean you're alone? Well, I got a chair that doesn't listen. That's what he's saying, you know? This becomes comical. Wait a second. You don't care for the sound of being alone. But if you said it and no one heard you and the chair didn't even listen, I mean, if you got a chair that doesn't listen, is that all you need? I'll get you a chair that listens. How about that? Or is it an empty chair because no one else is in it? Is that what he means? I don't know. There's too many questions. And it sounds like he just did it for the rhyme. Did you, Neil? Is this going to be it? There's no more I Am. I said to no one there. He says it again. To no one there. And what happened? No one heard. No one. Not even the grocery boy who delivered what? Here. I Am. I cried. Okay, you can repeat this stuff. It even leaves you with the question. I'm going back to New York because he's lost and he's lonely there. Except for the chair. Well, even the chair makes sense. All right, you just keep singing, Am I? Okay, there he goes, Neil Diamond. This is a very good picture of him, too, Am on this. I think the last thing what's he saying? Hold on, I heard something I never heard. I am, I said. I am, I cried. Now what? Wait. Yeah, I am. So he ends with the positive. He says I am and he doesn't say anything else after that. So the last lyric is I am. Are you going back? I am. He's done. So he gives you a resolution. I don't think when he moves, he's not taking his furniture with him. None of his, I bet you, the chair doesn't hear me. The table doesn't hear me. The cabinet doesn't hear me. The door doesn't hear me. What good is LA? None of the furniture can hear you. Isn't that something? Okay. Now, talk about inanimate objects. If we move along, you know, I could do a series like this. I mean, this could be another podcast. Audio Franken is, fillet of song, we'll call it, right? He just slices the lyrics off this song and suddenly you realize, oh, you don't like that song. Now it's about chairs with ears. What is that all about? And the other one I thought was happy. I don't think we're happy together. They're not happy together anymore. There are the Business Insider, which is a a magazine and an online digital magazine now too, has no reason, right? Business Insider. Why would they put up, a list of 10 songs, the worst and weirdest song lyrics? And they did. I'm not gonna read them all to you, but I'll tell you that, and it's all because of one line, or that might be repeated. That's what they're saying, and that's what I'm saying about I Am, I Said, and that I'm not going to play these songs. But one of them, I happen to understand, because I know something about this lyric. They think it's weird, goes on their best, on their worst, on their list of worst lyrics, because they don't understand it. Maybe they didn't look into it. You could find out about lyrics. There's a website, and it's not always correct, but you could fact check it. What's it called? It's called Song Stories. Where is it? Songfacts.com. Songfacts.com. And it goes into various things about the song, that maybe you don't know, was inspired or what they were, you know, but it doesn't go into it the way I'm going into it, which is somewhat subjective. Because I know there must be people out there who say, like, well, that chair thing doesn't bother me. This song is beautiful. This song is beautiful. I don't care if he says the chair can't talk. Maybe he's so lonely. You think I can make the argument for the other person. All right, fine. But this, we'll go through this here too. If they don't understand, let's look at, I'm going to go there. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go there for a second. And show you, I can't do it. I guess I could code it. What is it, song? I guess I could just go there. Oh God, songfacts.com. I'll just do it off of this. By the way, I'll do the song. I'll show you the other song that I have, a song that won an Academy Award to say on this Neil Diamond thing here too. I Am, I Said, and there's another one called Say You, Say Me, right? You, by Lionel Richie. Say you, say me. Okay? Wow. I mean, you know? Yikes. This one here, let's see. I'm going to get through a commercial here. I don't know all these, but the lyrics are here too. So let's see why this is so miserable. Say you, say me. It's a term. What? Says who, right? Is a term. What does that mean? These are poetically juiced. Say you, say me. But what does it mean? We got the lyrics here, so let's find out. I don't know all of them. But first we're going to talk about this particular, what is it? Shut up. Board update. I don't want Grammarly. Look at this. They show a commercial, and then they put the commercial inside of it. Oh, my God. Skip ahead here. Okay. Lyrics. Okay. Say you, say me. Lionel Richie wrote this. Let's see if we know what the hell he's talking about. This is an Academy Award winning song. Sure, it was in a movie, or for a movie, but I don't know. It just bothers me. Here's another one.
Say you, say me.
Say you, say me. Okay, say you, me.
Say it for always.
Say it for always.
That's the way it should be.
That's the way it should be. This is not even a good melody song. This is like a regular. Okay.
Say you.
Say you, say me. So he's trying to say what? Say you and me?
Say it together.
Say it together? So you may say you, me. Say you, me, how do you... Naturally. Okay, get into it. What are you really saying, Lionel? Okay.
I had a dream.
I had an awesome dream. It was an awesome dream. I saw a void. And what's worse, it was an empty void. Okay, come on. Here. People in the park... Playing games in the dark. Okay, so we're abstract here, okay? And what they played... Now, I want to tell you something here. And then what they played, it doesn't read that on the screen. It said... Because it's a typo, okay? And what they plied, it says plied. And what they plied was a masquerade. All right, fine. People don't proofread. And from behind the walls of doubt, a voice was crying out. What did it say? The voice? It was a voice? What? What? Say you, say me. What? What? Wait, what?
Say it for always.
Say it all right. Okay, say you and me, because we're not like people. We're not people who go when it's dark outside in the park and play games. That's not us. It's you and me. We're special. This is what he's saying. It's very simple, but listen. See where he goes from here. All right, say me. This is his chorus. Say it together naturally. All right, naturally. So it's, so it works, right? Naturally. Say it together. It's natural. It's good. We belong together. Now what? Uh-oh. As we go down life's lonesome highway. All right. Seems the hardest thing to do is to find a friend or two, right? So, okay. A helping hand, someone who understands. Oh yeah, he's saying you. He's saying you and me. It's you. Say you and me. Not say, okay, got it. That when you feel you've lost your way, you've got someone there to say, I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you the way. My way. Say you, say me. It's an odd way to put it, but this is how he put it. And yeah. That's the way it should be. Say it for always. It's you and me. We're different. I'll show you. That's it. This is it. And the winner is say you, say me. Your line over. This unbelievable how things happen in this world. No one even remembers this. Did you hear this change? Listen to this change because it's like outrageous. It's like this. You know, even if you like what went on before, listen to this change. It's not natural. Naturally, and then he does this. So you think you know the answer? Oh no. Because the whole world has got to dance, and that's right. I'm telling you. What? It's time to stop believing. Oh yes. Believing who you are. You are a shining star. Oh great. That is just a horrible place to go. I mean, this guy wrote Brick House, which was clever. She's built like a brick house. There used to be, that's taken from a phrase, which is a very popular New York phrase for a girl who's really built. And when I mean built, I mean she had a big bosom. She had that small waist. You know, she was one of those calendar girls, but not actually more. She was, you know, she was cartoony in a way. And they said, she's built like a brick poop house. But they didn't say poop. I know I can say the word, but I hate it. Okay. And that's what they used to say. Oh man, she's built like a brick poop house. But he didn't want to write like a brick. Poop house. You want to use the words. So she was just a brick house. So the song actually took away from the detailed brilliance of that phrase. See how people, you see this is how they use it. And you probably didn't know that's where it came from. That's where you heard it from. You didn't make it up. So people don't know these things or haven't looked at thing, you know, or looked into it. And I'm sure you can. With the internet today, you can do anything. At all. Say you, say me. I could buy some of that, but I mean, come on. You know? I said say you, say me. Wouldn't it be nice? Happy together. You know, in a way, they all have a very similar sense to them, but they're making different, they're saying it different ways. Now, let's go back to inanimate objects that don't hear. How about talking to inanimate objects in a song that, okay, I think you'll know. What's it? Wait a second. What am I do? What do I write? Oh, right. Okay, there we go. Let's get the original. Bing! Okay, here's the original. This is funny because this is someone talking, really talking. This is a woman. Talking, I guess it could change sexes if you do it with a man, but in this case it's a woman, talking to somebody and reading them the riot act which is, you know, a kind of a metaphor, allegory. Well, it's like, yeah. The brick poop house is an allegory. Okay. Look, here's a girl singing and she She's talking to a person. Now listen, now an inanimate object comes in. I don't have to go through the whole song here. I could get to the point because we don't have to hear the whole song, but the whole record. You know, it's a good song, and it was written by country western guy who wrote a number of regular songs. Regular. This is not a regular song. No, I mean pop songs as opposed to this. This turned into a pop song, although he was known for country music, you know. And if you hear that, the minute you hear the opening, you know exactly, right? This is Nancy Sinatra, may she rest in peace. Right?
You keep saying
right?
You got something for
now
me.
Now she's talking to this guy here, right?
Something you call love, but confess.
And she's really pissed, and she's got it down.
You've been a messin'.
You've been,
well, you shouldn't have been a messin'.
That's really good. You've been messing where you shouldn't have been messing.
Now someone else is getting all your best.
All right, now you got someone else there. Well, listen, she's wearing boots, and they're going to...
And
that's
just
what they'll do, cause, right?
One of these days, these boots are going to walk all over you.
Now, it's interesting that she says one of these days, because she hasn't left. She's talking. But when she says one of these days, these boots... are going to walk all over you. She's talking to him in real time, saying, I'm going to leave you if you keep this up, right? I'm going to. I haven't yet, and I'm not now. She does not know right now the end of her own song. Second verse by Nancy and I forgot the name of them. Lee Hazelwood was his name. Yeah, here he goes. Wait.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthin'.
See, truthin'. You like any do there? You're lying, you should be truthin'. They make up a word to fit right in there. Okay?
Okay. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
You'd be losing when you ought to not spend. Right?
You keep saying when you ought to be a changin'.
I don't know, though. I don't know that lyric, what she just said.
Now what's right is right. But you ain't been right yet.
What's right is right, which is a term. What's right is right, which is another one of those. What is, it is what it is. What's right is right. I am what I am. That's all I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Or I am, I said. Oh, God, it's a web. Wheels within wheels within wheels. Well, what
these
about? She's got boots.
And
she's telling you.
And that's just what they'll do.
Because if she was wearing sandals,
one
it wouldn't work.
Are gonna walk all over you.
Ding, ding, ding. Like that? Everybody likes that. But listen to what happens. She's talking to him. She got another verse for him too, right?
Hit. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing.
Now you're playing where you shouldn't be playing. The same thing.
And you keep thinking that you'll never get
that
burned.
You'll never get burned, she is. But
I just found me a brand new box.
Found box of matches. You take him burn into really. What you know you ain't had time to learn. That's pretty classic. These boots are made for walking. Here we go. Listen to this. One of these days, these boots. Now she said three verses. Now she makes up her mind. Listen.
Are you ready, boots?
Are you ready, boots? She's leaving. The song ends. She walks away. She doesn't know when she's saying all that stuff. She makes the decision in the song. And she makes the decision by... Oh, look at that. I didn't know that can happen. It goes, wow, look at that. That this the different screens they have for YouTube. But listen, again, she... Oh, come on, just get... Make it... Okay. She asks, listen.
Start walking.
Oh, no, come on. I didn't go far enough. He goes, listen. She's going to talk to her.
Are you ready, boots?
Are you ready, boots?
Start walking.
It's a good thing those boots aren't on the chair. That, they aren't on the chair that's in Neil Diamond's room when he's saying something and no one hears him. She talks to the boots. If you walk up to anyone who knows that song or likes that or anything, it says, do you know, you win a big bet. It's a big bar bet. Who? He said, what's the last, gotta say what, not who, what's the last thing that the singer, the character singer, who is Nancy, or anyone who sings this song, and these boots are made for walking, what's the last thing addressed by the singer. I mean, she's talking to the guy. You can even say, look, she's talking to the guy, right? You got a match. I got matches. You stink. You're a dirty. This is what she's really saying. If they weren't lyrics, you know, you're a dirty cheater and you stink and you go with drugs. But I'm still here, right? Cause she says, one of these days, man, these boots here, there, baby. It's one of these days that you're going to walk from you. But at the end, and of course the big betting goes, oh no, she's talking to him, right? No, she's not. She talks to her boots. And she says, and shows him what she's been talking about. She says, these boots are ready. One of these days, that day has come, is what she's saying. Are you ready, boots? Now, it's like talking to inanimate objects, of course, is something humans do in sports and any other way. It's, you know, we actually do a lot more poetic talking in our lives than we think, right? Because we say things that are, you know, we did that show once on the Shakespeare, the things, the common things that we say every day, which really come from Shakespeare, not just poems. So some of them comes from sonnets and some of them come from dialogue because that's how they used to speak. So there it is. Nancy Sinatra talked to her boots. She told him. You ready, Boots? That would be, I don't know what that's like, but you could probably think about it. See, I don't even want to talk to you. See, the motion is going to take care of it. I'm walking away. I told you I might. One of these days, that day's come. Now it's just me and my boots. I told you they were made for walking. I told you! And by the end of the song, so you could see the character. He's sitting there going, yeah, right, you'll take it again. I could cheat on you. You're not going to go anywhere. And that's what he's saying. And so she makes up her mind. She says, oh, yeah, well, listen to this. So she's not even talking to him. That means she's not even going to tell him she's walking away. He might not even know. She tells her boots, and the boots walk, and they walk away. He thinks she's coming back. No. She made up her mind. She told him. She knows the scene. And so he's sitting there all alone. That would be the scene. As for songs people don't understand, this kid, see, we've gone about as far as, I don't want to get too heavy into some of this other stuff. But I do want to go back to one thing. I didn't say, and that was the beginning of the two songs. Cause I call that wishing and, you know, the conditional, tense in a song that most people take over to me, a love song or what have you. I take that, I call it the Hemingway factor, and I'll tell you why. What does that have to do with Hemingway, right? Wouldn't it be nice? Because the actual the condition thing ends a popular novel that he's known for above all the rest. Now maybe not. But anyway, one of his popular novels. And at the end of of writing this book that he called, well, he two things bothered him. Number one, the last line, which he didn't have. He wanted a real line that would just, really just, I don't even know how to express that. I'm just going, you know? And he didn't have a title. He had a couple of titles, but he finally went to the Bible, where a lot of writers go to find titles, because there's a certain poetry and it's connected to something that has to do with the book or the theme, and then they pluck out a phrase. And that's why The Sun Also Rises is from, I don't know exactly which part of the Bible. I don't remember it, but I know it has to do with the generation. And one generation passes and another one comes. You know, it's about what was in The Lion King, I guess, you know, which was, what was that? What's the song again, you know? He comes and goes, the father becomes the son, becomes the daughter. Okay. Amazing. I can't remember that song. That's got a really good lyric. And that, but that's Bernie Taupin, who I guess, isn't it? Yeah, who only does lyrics. So I got a person who only does lyrics has a tough job because they could fit into the person who only does music. Okay, back to Hemingway. Well, Hemingway, the whole book goes on, this, that, and the other, and I'm going to tell you what it's all about. Go read it. You should. And the last line when, I almost forgot her name, Geraldine? No, it wasn't Geraldine. I forgot her name. Haley? No, I don't know. It's amazing how these little, okay, this particular lady he's with says, all this stuff that's like beautiful. Oh, you know, she says, what a great, you know, the sun that shines is the sun that shines. She gets all these wonderful things she says, which she says a lot better because, yeah, I mean, I could find it. But I'm not going to look for it now. I'll find it somewhere. It's one of the famous last lines. So, of all books. And she says this, that, and the other thing about all these great things. Okay? And Hemingway came up with the last line, which really fits right into, wouldn't it be nice, happy together, how's the weather? Like, you know, could be, it might be, maybe it'll never be. You always left with maybe it'll never be, if it could be, because it can go either way, right? With all these songs, we could think of another one. If I ruled the world, there's another one. Every day would be the first day in spring. See, there's another, there's plenty of these things. If I could read, you know, my mind, if you could read my mind, you'd want, there it is, no communication. If you could read my mind, and if, itself, the song, if a picture's worth a thousand words, then why can't I have you? If, I can't, then, no, it's horrible, this is depressing songs. Hemingway's last line. She says all this stuff, all this sunshine that she's blowing up his ass. And he says, isn't it pretty to think so? I wonder if you can hear that engine in the back that's going, you hear that? It's my boiler. Hear the engine. That's one of the charms of here on Cotolo Chronicles. My name is Frankie Cotolo, man, his name adorns the title of the show. That's me. And hopefully this will be able to be heard. This will be able to be. That's what a bad syntax. This show, if we have recorded it as we should in this new recorder, this solves a lot of problems if it sounds well enough to hear. To be good enough to hear. You could say good enough to hear. So if you just think of songs, I picked out these songs for these particular reasons I'm talking to you about, not because they're all conditional. They're not. But any song you pick, and here's what we're going to do. If you write to me for any reason, but certainly you can do it for this reason, fcotolo@yahoo.com. Write to me and ask me to find a song, you know if it's on YouTube, and we'll listen to it and we'll fillet it. The fillet of song. Words on music. And I'll... If it's possible, I can fillet any song from its lyrics and, you know, we'll see where it goes wrong or where it's right. Or if it's really true, we could come up with the exact, scene that it supposedly sets. Give me the title of that song. And I don't care. It could be, I'll listen to rap. I don't care. You know, I'll listen to anything you want that's got to have a lyric. I mean, don't send me an instrumental. That's like, you know, because it's the instrument. And although I don't know how some instrumentals are titled. For instance, if I'm going to play, let me play a quick here. This is really, that don't have words. Oh, wait a second. I don't know if that has words, that song. But I'll play you here a famous instrumental. See, if you don't know, oh, it does have, does it? Yeah, it has lyrics. Okay. So it's not, I just know it is an instrumental. So I can't use that. How about this one? Here's a, okay. You'll know this one. This is a, yeah, this is a famous one. Well, you know, why, we have no idea. Why is this called this? You know, I don't know. Is it going to run into it? Looks no, like I don't want a commercial! Shut up! I don't want a commercial! Thank you. Phew. Oh man, this freaking thing that crap. Skip ad! Here we go. No, I don't understand. I hope that guy.
Yeah, it's from an old TV show, so the band is gonna be there. I didn't know this was a live version. Come on, shut up and put on the band. What's he doing? Looks like he's sitting in a big bed, like, oh my god. I'm not gonna tell you who it is. I don't like him. I don't like them. And here they go. Why is this called? What is it called? Anyone? There are no lyrics to this at all. Okay? Most people know this song. It's called Walk, Don't Run. What? How would you write lyrics to this song? But why is it called that? You just accept it, right? Walk, don't run. There was a movie called Walk, Don't Run, but it doesn't have to do with this. See, 'cause you might fall down, don't, right? Jump over things and then you will not fall and then what? Make sure you don't make it walk and don't run, right? It doesn't even send this or what? Where would you put it? Walk, don't run. You can't do it. It's, wow. You can't do this though. I don't know. I do that. It's a hobby. I do that now and then. I write so that's tough. Maybe that's why they never did it. Maybe they just made it an instrumental because it was like, right? It was, and if you move, make sure you don't walk off, don't run. No, that's hard to do. It's a tough one to do. Okay. We got some time here. Here's some, things. How about, I'm about to say, pick a song, send it to me. I still think the certain songs have double meanings too. How about Georgia on My Mind? I don't know. Are they talking about a lady, a girl? 'Cause they made a movie, I think, at one point, made it Georgia, and so they used the song. But I don't know. They talk about this. The state of Georgia made that their state song, but I don't think it's about, the state. It was written by a famous piano player. They had a guy who wrote Stardust. I'm nuts, man. I read a bio of this guy, and I can't right off the bat remember his name. And I think they're talking about a girl named Georgia. I don't think they're talking about. See, these are things you look on. And if you look up song facts, you may have to fact check song facts. It's like sometimes, you trust Wikipedia. You may have to fact check with Wikipedia because you don't know if they're telling you. It's because it says this is song facts and they tell you something and it's not right. There's tons of stuff here. I'm not going to go. I'll go in next time I do one. We'll go into The Killers, Human. That is on the list of worst lyrics and I'll explain that to you. And I Am the Walrus by the Beatles, which, has crazy lyrics for a reason. But there's reasons, okay? And there are things that have to do with it. So even if something is crazy, you could figure it out. But it's good to know that your, songs you like do approach, if not embrace, the feelings you have about them. So I don't mean to bust. Is it bust? It's not burst any bubbles, but burst any balloons. People actually say that. I don't want to burst your balloon. I don't want to burst your balloon, but bust your balloon. You bust a balloon, you don't burst it. This is wonderful radio. Tell me you're going to hear this on the Sean Tucker podcast and all this crazy thing. So I don't know what's the top podcast this week. I have no idea. I don't go on with that. We're on the Hallelujah Trail. Wake up. It's night. And then we're going to do that. We're going to do some classic shows, too, if I could find them, where we do I talk and then we go back a couple of years and talk. We're going to make sure if this show does not wind up on Juice Talk, you'll know that this was not listenable through our new recording way. Also, you will also know what? You'll know that. And then if that happens, we'll just find another way to do it. We'll make sure we get this done. And, these particulars of the show for posterity to stay forever. So I'm not going to waste 15 minutes just to make it 2 hours. I'm going to say, we're going to go here now. Now, you know where to go, CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com, where you, if you want to
check the archives there. You can too. Find a date, tell me the show, and we'll talk about that. Or get it, if we can, call it up, put it on. And you can write to me. Write me and name songs, and I will fillet them. I will fillet any song you'd like, because I am I'm like a master cook when it comes to the lyrics and stuff, okay? A master cook. Man, what is a master cook? Fillet. And, you know, nice. It's not, it's a thin, wonderful thing. I'll do that. Go, speaking of, those, that kind of stuff, books. I have a book of poetry. You can get it. It's like, I don't know, what is it, 10 cents? It's a good book. And it's good poetry, and you could, get that at, Amazon along with my novel, my funny novel, and funny novels and my real novel. My real novel is novel. If it's not funny, damn, comedy doesn't get respect. And then we'll be back here, hopefully. Everything will be fine, and we'll be here next week. We have 7/14/21. We have, easy to remember the Thursdays, because they're seven. That happens to be a multiplication table that for some reason or another, I always remember. Like 9, 18, 27, 36, 45. I know that immediately. 9, 7, 14, 21, 28, 35. You see? I know that. 5, 10, 15, 20, 20. Hey, they made a song out of that, right? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 75. It's just going on. It's a tag. It's a vamp. It's a vamp. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 90. Put lyrics to this. This is called, does anyone know what this is called or where it came from? That's another story altogether. Maybe you could find out. I hope this is just another thing that helps you look at facts, look things up and wonder, know what's going on. It also means a certain respect for artists because they take time. Unless you're Neil Diamond and you say, I'll just use chair and forget about it. Oh, wake up, it's night. You've got your whole life ahead of you. Live in the moment, all that stuff. Wash your mask. In case this is going into the time capsule. Wash your mask and keep your hands off my face. Good night, Mrs. Ernst Weil, wherever you may be located. That's right. And why? I end here. Because I have nothing more to say.